Thanks for tuning in to Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Anna Hoster. Mother Nature threw a wrench in Midwest farmers' plans this spring. Several will resort to prevent plant as a result of unfinished field work. We'll have more after the break.
The Iowa Seed Association knows conservation, water quality, and enhanced productivity can all work hand in hand. That's why their Iowa Seed Corn Cover Crop Initiative provides information and resources for incorporating cover crops on seed corn and beyond. The Iowa Seed Association works proactively on behalf of the seed industry in Iowa and is proud to support farmers' conservation efforts. To learn more about this project and to find helpful cover crop resources relevant to all farmers in Iowa, go to sustainableseedcorn.org.
Bob Herring of Tipton, Iowa, will not be able to plant all he intended to this spring. Herring discusses the challenges presented to him late last fall, which affected his planting intentions this spring.
We've had like 1 and 2 day windows on and off for about 2 months. We should have finished planting probably 2 weeks ago. The problem started last fall with 10 inches of rain in early October, and we just got the ground so saturated that we can't get dried out. We're close to finishing corn now and have some more soybeans, but we do have some acres that will be prevent plant.
Prevent plant, was that an easy decision to make?
It's a real hard decision to make. There's a lot of unknowns. We've got a market facilitation program out there, not knowing what that entails. Market price fluctuations. What are the final acres going to be? Trend line yields, probably not going to be what some expect. So it makes it very hard to decide whether you should plant or not plant. Some of my acres have enough water on them that it makes it a little bit easier to decide that you can't get the machinery across the field and it's not going to happen. So probably 20 to 25% of my corn acres will be filed prevent plant.
Now, you mentioned that these acres, you haven't planted them a couple different times due to weather. Just curious, why do you keep holding on to those parcels of land? Are you able to plant in them more often than not? And are you seeing a profitable return from those acres?
If you step back and look at overall, that ground will produce 225 to 250 bushel corn in good years. It's very fertile. It's just flat, poorly drained. Excess moisture will not allow you to farm it. So, in the big picture, over the years I've been there, maybe 4 years or 5 years out of 40 years, we've had issues with prevent plant. But then you've got years in there that are exceptionally good, and so you take the good with the bad and manage that risk accordingly.
At the end of the day, when you walk away and you're done with planting, are you going to say, I'm happy with the decision I made and be able to move forward and still make a profit even without some of those acres in production?
I think the answer is yes. There's, like I say, a lot of unknowns in that picture. It's hard to say if 3 months down the road I look back and say, gosh, I should have tried to plant more. But as I say, with water standing, it's not even an option. There are some other fields that could possibly have been swung to soybeans, but the outlook for soybeans planted late with the price and the conditions is very tight, and unless something changes. I think that the soybean thing is going to be overdone with later planted, some people switching acres and planting beans on acres that maybe could have been or would have been corn, and we just kind of added fuel to the fire as far as carry out, and I guess that's a concern of mine, that how we get profitability back in raising soybeans.
That was Bob Herring of Tipton, Iowa, who's participated in the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network's Row Crop Run. The Row Crop Run is sponsored by the Iowa Seed Association.